sometimes when a question arises or a difficulty arises, it's a place in which we're not yet aware of how to apply this teaching that we've just been learning about in a particular situation. It doesn't seem to make sense in that situation. So then that opens up an avenue of inquiry in order to invite a new awareness in that. So, anyway.
One of a question. Is this being recorded?
It is. Do you want it not to?
I can. Okay, I was going to. It's fine. I'm understanding, but there's that piece about when to act and when you want to act, but it's going to be like knocking your head against the wall. And you have to somehow wait for the wall to move or go in a different direction or something.
Right.
And then you talked about how our ego gets attached and said, you know, it says, well, this could change and all of that. But even though it's painful, I feel like I can learn by looking back and recognizing when all the signs were there that it wasn't going to happen and I just could have saved myself a lot of pain.
Right.
You know, especially interacting with other people when people are like, yeah, we're going to do it, and recognizing it's not going to happen.
Right.
And saying there was a little voice inside of me that said, you know, you're working too hard here. This isn't going to happen.
Right.
And I didn't listen to it. I caused myself a lot of pain.
Right.
And even though it's painful to look back, and sometimes I can get extreme with that and like really get down on myself, which isn't the ideal, I don't know how else to learn and grow. I mean, if we think about, okay, this is reality, and for me it's mostly not doing it. It's not holding, I'm not a person who tends to hold back. So for me it's staying in something when I should have gotten out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I should have gotten out. It would have been much more fruitful and less painful if I did. But recognize this isn't happening. But there was something about just accepting, you know, and sometimes right. You can look back and say, whoa, that path I took like 5 years ago was like really did not serve me today.
Yeah.
And how did I make that decision? And something what I'm hearing in you that's part of not accepting the shift. Because sometimes there is a shift, and sometimes I personally cause the shift.
Mm-hmm.
By not acting or acting or,
mm-hmm.
you know. Most of me told me to go left, but I decided to go right, and it really kind of affected.
Yeah.
So I'm just asking if that, am I making sense here?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what the... It sounded like you were getting at a certain contradiction or conflict, but I wasn't sure what it was.
Well, you were talking about accepting reality.
Right.
And then the ego gets connected to this shouldn't have happened, this should have happened.
Oh, I see. So you're equating that with not looking back and not learning from the situation in the past.
Yeah, there must be a little bit of a middle ground, which I'm missing here.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to imply that you shouldn't look back to learn from it. In fact, I was trying to say the opposite. I was saying certainly through your experience of doing the wrong thing, I mean it's wrong only in relation to the new wisdom that you have. But at the time it wasn't really wrong, it was just what the best you could do in that moment. And meaning that it was imperfect. You know, and we have to accept, on one hand, we have to accept that imperfection as the unfolding of perfection. In other words, don't fight with it. Don't fight with yourself back then. Don't judge yourself about it. But yes, certainly learn from it. In other words, how can we turn around, like if we say, it's all, the real question is whether we're getting stuck or not. That's the real question. Because getting stuck means that your thinking pattern is not helping you to move forward with wisdom. Instead, it's helping you to generate negativity in your energy field through dwelling on something in the past. So when you notice something in the past that was a mistake, instead of saying, ah, that was a mistake, I should have done blah, 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 you can simply say, ah, that was a mistake, that means in the future I'm going to be more sensitive to blah, blah, blah. Right? Just that change in languaging, we're pointing ourselves toward the future rather than getting angsty about how the past should have been different. And that's so, so crucial, because it's such a common, easy pattern to fall into, to lament the past. And when you're in that pattern, it's very difficult to even see that it's your fault that you're doing that in the present. And stop it. It's very difficult to see that. Because to you, in that moment, it just seems like obvious that was bad in the past, and you're upset about that. But the key is being able to see what we're doing, actually. What are we actually doing with our minds in the present? What are we doing with our minds in the present? And the litmus test is what I'm doing with my mind in the present opening myself to be a vehicle or a chariot or a vessel, a servant, whatever metaphor you want to use, for the real divine intelligence that wants to come through, or whatever you want to call that. But you have to acknowledge that that's there. Because otherwise it's just your own little skin encapsulated intention and a universe of randomness that you're swimming in. And that sense itself is the grand illusion. So it's not a question of believing in the divine will. It's a question of opening yourself to it. Because the order